By God in heaven, an actual fact. square nor spherical. Is there a place on earth where eight? If so, could it be in the Antarctic? The 8 days decide a person's fate, or decide for them where to park it. Is there a place on earth where eight? If so, could it be in the Antarctic?
Jewelry, they expect you to steal her. Shit, I know they must be bugging. mugging. They better hit the streets and do their own mugging. But in this case, you would just overlook her, send her on her way and say, I can't help you, hooker.
It's free again. Everybody knows it's free again. To the girls and boys and people above. This is the time to fall in love.
Come on, come on.
Just me, myself, and I. And for me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory for plug one and two. But that glory's been denied by cussids and gooky eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states,
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts with the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the fourth day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Contestant number four, do you have the answers?
I saw the tip of my tongue. I just can't think of it.
just two lazy frogs laying on a lazy log. You might think we look the same, but we're not the same. We're not the same at all. 'Cause I'm green, I don't like pizza, I don't like monkeys, I don't watch TV. We're both frogs, but we're not the same. We like different things and it's okay. Don't judge a book by its cover. We're different from each other. Different, but it's okay. 'Cause I'm a Virgo, I hop wherever I go. I like eating bugs, I drink coffee from a mug.
Hey, Cheekies, you're listening to the Cheek and Tongues radio show with Barno, live from Akron, Ohio, giving you humor with a great sense of music. Tonight's show, Rando, is our episode 194. We're coming up to that big 200. Wow, what are we going to do for that? I don't know. Anybody have ideas? Let me know. Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been this long. So, what did we start the show out with? Well, it is warming up and the winter does seem to be over. So, we started the set with a little springy music. And nothing says springy music like Bismarcky's Spring Again. R.I.P. Big Fella. I heard De La Soul with Me, Myself, and I. It's just one of those tracks that reminds me of the spring and just being outside. And we ended the opening set with Liam Lynch and Two Frogs because spring. All right, let's keep this show rolling along. Oh, you know, with the De La Soul thing, I wanted to bring up a deconstruction album by Solid Steel. It's called How High's the Water, Mama? And I know, I think Ninja Tune put it out, and there's information about it on DJ Food's website, djfood.org. But it's kind of like imagine kind of Negative Land were to do a deconstruction record of 3 Feet High and Rising. It's kind of like that. It's like an audio journey documentary, but without a narrator or anything. The story narrates itself, kind of. So I recommend it. Yeah, it's called How High is the Water, Mama? And I don't know where you can get it other than Bandcamp, maybe. I don't know, maybe Ninja Tune. All right, anyway, let's keep the show rolling right along with some MC Chris.
Oh. Thank you. baby back free.
Fellow kids, that was the Ping Pongs with Pinky Tail. Little Christmas track. Ran across it again this past week and thought, I want to hear Pinky Tail on the show. We started that set with MC Chris and Pizza Butt. Neil Cicierga with Ribs. Stump with Buffalo. Ooh, I'm noticing a theme there. Pizza, ribs, buffalo. Ween, would you please help my pony? Oh, no, yeah. Pony, that extends outside of that little thread there. The Twist Offs with Love Cowboy. Saint Evens with This Will Just Get Lost With Everything Else. We know Saint Evens as oh, now I'm drawing a blank. Why am I drawing a blank? As Dan Drew, I was trying to think of his stage name, Dan Drew from the Dead Milkmen. And now you are listening to me speak on Sheena's Jungle Room stream, WFMU, Cheek and Tongue Radio Show. What do we have up next? Oh, we have a band we haven't heard in a little while. 100 Gex.
My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I answer. 27 missed calls, lighting up my cell phone, sending you a text saying call you when I get home. Taking off my work clothes, working in a cold one. 45 group. 50 group DMs, send another text asking me if I seen them. Pushing back a deadline, gotta make my bedtime. Then I crack a smile, cause I love you and I do it all again. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I answer. Things gotta work this time, it's my way of trying to let you know. I've got a little thing for
only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know.
I've seen it, I've done it a thousand times. I just want you to get it. If I seem a little pushy, more rushed than I should be, 'cause whatever I do with you could be the last time for me. First time for you, last time for me. You're just too young to know this, but time rolls by so fast. If I catch you being blasé, I'm gonna kick your ass. 'Cause if you say you're bored, then you're not paying attention. If you say you're bored, you're not paying attention. This is the Who on Shindig, that's a Bugatti. Atlantic, eat this red jacket, apricot. Listen, that's Telstar by Joe Meek. Let's watch Casablanca, that's a real T-Rex bone. Michelangelo carved this statue from a single block of stone. They landed a rocket on a comet. This is the Cabaret Voltaire, that's the only building left from the 1939 World's Fair. Can you believe the Wright brothers got this flimsy thing to fly? We're gonna sit here under the Eiffel Tower and just look at it. This is Ham from Barcelona. This is Ringo's Ludwig kit. This is metric, that's standard, so no, they won't fit. Wait till you see falling water. Starboard's right, left is port. Gonna teach you how to change a tire. I was right here on May 4th. If you say you're bored, then you're not paying attention. If you say you're bored, then you're not paying attention. If you say you're bored, then you're not paying attention. If you say you're bored, then you're not paying attention.
Locked, the key's been lost. The snow on the drive and the shades are down. There's man in the box and there's no one around. Angels smoke with snow on their wings, huddled in an alley saying some of those things that you shouldn't say out loud, that no one should hear. But you take a look around and the meaning is clear, and the phone is dead, the bills are paid. The housekeeper admits that she's afraid. There's people on the road with maps and flares, and a convoy of trucks moves from there. Some attempt help, but I turned away by a handwritten sign, no visitors today. A conference of saints meet in the hall, share coffee and grapes and stare at the wall. Where have you gone? Don't bury your head. We're getting concerned that you might be sick. Conjures evil, and when he's done, the silence from heaven's thinking this is no fun. So he makes his way to heaven through the gates down the hall, pounding on the bedroom door, hears knocking through the wall. And the moving men want someone to sign. A representative says that everything is fine, but the TV camera's off, there's sweat on his brow. He wonders if purgatory has his resume by now. Where have you gone? Don't bury your head. Sits. At five the whistle blows, she bends her head and quits. 10 miracles completed, it's been a busy day. She can't keep up the pace, but the work won't go away. Where have you gone? Don't
Whoa. The show's not over yet. I still have to back announce. And who am I? Well, I'm Barno. And what are you listening to? The Cheek and Tongues radio show. And where are you listening to it? On WFMU Sheena's Jungle Room. We're up next. You got to stick around because Austin Rich is coming up with Dime Store Radio Theater. But what did we just hear in this last set? 100 Gex with Ringtone. Toof, a classic. Just one that I like happened to discover because I misspelled a band somebody recommended name. I spelled their band name in Bandcamp and discovered these guys. They're so good. Thinking About Me, Thinking About You. Yeah, I reached out to Toof. It had been many years since they put out a record, and they were excited to hear from a fan way off in the future from when they uploaded those, but said they were thinking about maybe putting together another project. Devo with Peekaboo. Enjoy the other half of the garden with Small Car with Big Wheels. Akron's own Chris Butler with Never Been Old Before. Chris is a friend of the show. He is a casual friend of mine. We're not tight or anything, but we've had conversations, and he recorded a radio ID for us. Hamill on Trial, another casual friend. Saw him at the fireworks display in Akron last year. He was on tour away from his Austin home and was in Akron for the fireworks. And, got to hang out a little bit there. And his track, A Little Concern, that's all. And this is me, I'm Barno, signing off. Dime Store Radio Theater is next.
Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, that rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, the Mary Bellman case.
Listen, while the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective. Now, your Rexall family druggist brings you transcribed another exciting half hour with Richard Diamond, private detective, starring Dick Powell.
Diamond Detective Agency, if you have a little corpse in your home, swap it in for something useful.
Mr. Diamond?
Yes.
I'd like to hire you, Mr. Dan.
Well, bless your little heart. 100 a day in expenses.
My name is Raymond R. Walder, an attorney at law. Would you mind coming right over to my office?
Will you have a retainer ready?
By the time you get here.
Where is here?
758 East 45th Street.
Just sign the check and I'll stamp in the amount with my track shoes.
Then I can expect you.
You can even clock me. Who knows? You may witness the first four-minute mile. I quickly bounded over to the sink, pulled out a bundle of soaking laundry, grabbed a straight razor that looked like it had been used to hack out shrapnel, applied the Brillo to my overnight beard, and 20 bloody strokes later, I observed myself in the mirror. Wounded, sire, but not dead. By 11 o'clock, I was standing in the reception office of Raymond R. Waldron, attorney at law. I looked for the secretary, but none was to be seen. Then the door of Mr. Waldron's inner office opened, and a man about 6 feet tall, sporting a heavy black beard and thick horn-rimmed glasses, stood facing me. I suppose you're Mr. Waldron?
Yes. Take this chair, if you would.
Thank you. Now, what's your trouble?
Oh, not mine. My client's. You see, I'm supposed to give you $100 as a retainer until you speak with my client this evening.
Before you wave the bills around, tell me something about your client. My ethics get so double-jointed when someone shows me money.
My client is a she.
Well, you certainly present the beginning of an interesting argument.
Her name is Miss Mary Bellman.
Miss?
28, blonde, showgirl, very attractive.
So she killed 30 members of the volunteer fire department. I like tough cases.
She's in fear of her life, Mr. Diamond, and since I'm her attorney, she called me and asked me to hire a good detective.
You said Miss Bellman was in fear of her life. Somebody trying to kill her?
I think it best to let Miss Bellman tell you. She has all the facts. Here's her address, and here's your retainer. She expects you at 8.
It was close to 12 when I got back to the office and spotted my landlord nailing up my door. His eyes dropped blushingly down to his waist when he saw the 2 months' back rent in my hand, and he hurriedly explained his carpenter work on my door as a delayed April 1st joke. I paid him off as the last board fell and then left the building and went to my flat on 53rd Street to take it easy until that evening. By 7:30, I was dressed in my best suit, the gray one that stands out from the rest, because the rest are one brown gabardine that even a starving moth would gag on. Suddenly, I remembered my dinner date with Helen. So I put in a fast call and told her butler, Francis, that I'd be a little late. Then promptly at 8 o'clock, I walked up to the door of Miss Mary Bellman, prospective client.
Yes? Who is it?
Richard Diamond.
Oh. Come in. Have you got it?
Well, I don't know. Got what?
Look, how about the envelope, huh?
Envelope?
John said it would be in an envelope, but if you don't have it in an envelope, just kindly give it to me. Then I'll fix us a drink.
Oh, maybe you better fix the drink first.
This is some kind of a joke. Oh.
What's the matter?
What are you doing here?
Who? Oh! Everything happened so fast, I didn't even have time to guess what it was all about. Someone belted me with the Chrysler Building, and I went down like a loose ski in a snowslide. As I hit the floor, I felt a pair of hands pull open my coat and relieve me of my 38. The floor fell away, and I dropped into a deep black pit that smelled something like a dirty carpet. When I finally came around, it was like squeezing myself out of a starched diving suit. I got my eyelids apart, and there, standing in front of me, were two very good reasons for wanting to go right back to sleep. Oh.
Nice. Coming around, boss.
Good. I want him to see it when I give it to him.
Oh.
Slap him around so he comes to in a hurry.
Sure. Come on, Lou. Wake up.
Wake up. You hear me?
No, okay.
Come on, sit up.
All right.
Oh, my head. It's going to be your stomach in a minute. Full of slugs, you dirty, no-good gumshoe.
Oh, well. Oh, Louis Hall, huh? You slugged me, Louis?
Why'd you kill her? Huh, Shamus? Why? Why?
What?
Mary. Look at her, Shamus.
Well, where? Holy smoke.
Yeah. My pretty Mary. Tell me why you shot her, huh?
You think I shot her?
You're gonna die anyway, Diamond. In a minute, I'm gonna kill you. But I gotta know why you done it to Mary.
What makes you think it was me?
Is your gun in it? You got an empty shoulder holster. Well, that's your gun, ain't it?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, this is a gun which shot Mary. One slug gone. See, the slug's in her.
No, you got the wrong boy, Hall.
Oh, knock him off, boss. He's lying. He done it.
Shut up.
Oh, sure, sure. I killed the girl and slugged myself, hoping that someone would come in and pin it on me.
Boss, I think you're the...
Yeah.
Anybody in there?
What's that?
The U.S. Marines.
Keep it quiet.